Hey everyone, welcome to Edge and Wonder. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing pretty good. Actually, our backgrounds kind of match for once a little bit.
They kind of do, yeah.
Kind of white.
As it gets a little dark, it should be a little bit better.
Kind of white, but, and you know, the problem of society right now is our backgrounds are like us. Just two white guys trying to talk about Disney here in an environment where, you know, basically everything is becoming Mordor. So,
Man, I don't even know. It's so crazy.
Yeah, actually, we had our Tartaria episode go, you know, basically be republished out there on Rumble today. And I think a lot of people saw it, which is really cool. So yeah, all of you here right now, if you're watching this on Rumble, for the first time or whatever, what have you, please subscribe to our Rumble channel. We're trying to regrow our audience after losing our 500,000 subscribers on YouTube, the morning the Hunter Biden laptop story, broke.
Yep.
Don't really get that, why that happened that day, but yeah, here we are.
2 weeks before the election.
Yeah, it was just, what do you do? Was it? I thought it was a couple of days before the election.
No, it's exactly 2 weeks before the election, yeah, because it happened in October. I think it was like October 20th something.
Yeah, I thought it was October 27th.
Maybe.
I remember that morning like it was yesterday. you and I in the middle of New York. I think we went to a deli, picked up the newspaper, and we're like, what the heck is this?
Oh, that's right. Remember? We did. We were like, wait, yeah. What just happened? And then we go back and we're like, man, we need to really talk about this. And we
in the like, car on the way home, I was like, yeah. Everything's being deleted off of our YouTube account right now. And there it was.
Yeah, and there it is. So and now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, since we're being deleted, so we actually have our own platform called Rise TV that you can find all of our Edge of Wonder content on. We have a lot of stuff on Rumble that we're publishing, but all of our new stuff is definitely on Rise TV, and all of our like really well produced shows. Like if you guys watched our Tartaria series here on Rumble, you can find a lot more the rest of the series of Tartaria along with Ancient Civilizations too. So, and transhumanism. So, and we have different content creators making content.
You should support us. I mean, we're pretty fly for some white guys.
You know? And we have Seth Wholehouse from Man in America on there as well. So,
yeah, and we're going to be pumping out more and more on Rise TV over time with your support. Our audience is the best. They're the reason why we can do what we're doing, our Rise TV subscribers. They have been, you know, basically supporting us through all of this, and we're the reason why, you know, they're the reason why we can keep making content. So thank you to all of our Rise TV subscribers. You guys are the best. We couldn't do this without you. And yeah, as long as we can, we're going to keep pumping out as much content as we can and exposing as much as we can, and creating a community where you guys can actually like have some fun with us. So thank you all very much. Mm-hmm. But today's episode is something that Ben and I actually have been following for a really long time, probably longer than most people who just started looking into this. And that is, what the heck is going on at Disney? And not only that, but we have a little bit of an edge on anyone else, because there's nobody on the planet who's watched more Disney than Lindsay. And now she has it out to protect our children. So we're going to be able to tell you guys things about Disney that no one else is telling you. We've tracked all of this. We've actually put it in a lot of presentations, and we're not trying to cause too much trouble. So we haven't released all of the information, but we are going to have a pretty candid conversation about what's happening over there now, not to attack Disney, but more just to have a conversation about this and try to figure out what the heck is really going on there. And, why they're playing the game that they are right now. I think we have a pretty good grasp on that. What do you think, Ben?
Yeah, no, 100%. And you know, it like you said, this isn't to like, you know, a lot of things that especially if you're making a movie, we're going to get into like all the crazy stuff that we're finding, you know, in Disney movies and everything else. And it's like, you know, you're making a movie, there's a whole bunch of different people involved, and you know, things kind of slip through the censors maybe at Disney, so you can't really blame Disney per se with a lot of this, because you know, it's the employees that are there too in doing things. But you know, like this whole, the whole and this entire parental rights education bill, you know, with the what they're calling the Don't Say Gay bill, even though it actually doesn't say that in the actual bill.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to get into all of that and a bunch of other things that are going on with Disney and including like human trafficking aspect that just came out in the news. So all of this and more right here. So I guess we'll, do you want to start with this with the bill?
Yeah. So the parental rights and education bill is sort of what a lot of all of this is revolving around. And here we've got an article we're going to pull up for you. This is actually a .gov site. So it says, quote, classroom instruction by school personnel or third parties on sexual orientation or gender identity may not occur in kindergarten through grade 3 or in a manner that is not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students in accordance with state standards. So basically what they're saying is like, no one has the right to push any kind of sexual anything on children at a young age because they're developing. And this is why we don't swear, and or we try not to swear in front of children, why we don't show them rated R movies, for instance. All of you grew up not being allowed probably to watch rated R movies, or you snuck those behind your parents' back like Ben and I did when they weren't looking. And the thing is, though, is like that's for a reason, because you need to protect those children while they're growing up and you want to keep them innocent as long as you can. It's very important.
That's the key aspect.
And so really, at the end of the day, that's what this bill is saying. So why would people in Disney be getting so kind of, for lack of a better way to say it, butthurt about all of this?
Yes. And so, you know, Walt Disney issued a statement saying Florida's HB 1557, also known as the Don't Say Gay bill. And again, they don't actually use the word gay in the actual bill. This is what the mainstream media says. And also the before I go into the quote, the mainstream media is doing a horrible, horrible, piss poor job of really explaining to the people what this is about. They're saying it's like, they're calling it the anti-gay bill. In reality, it's only dealing with children from kindergarten to third grade.
Like, but this is how they do it. This is how they create their propaganda. They did this to Trump for 4 years while he was in, calling him racist, calling him anti, all of these things, when actually he was the most supportive towards most of these minority folks out there. Like, it's trackable. It's data. And so they're actually doing it. You know, again, and also I want to point out, like, look, mainstream media, you just got Ben to say piss poor. Like, this is serious. When Ben comes out here and he's like, this is piss poor coverage, you can bet your bottom dollar that it is.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, I mean, they're doing a really bad job. So anyway, this is their statement. It should have never passed and should never have been signed into law. Our goal as a company is for this law to be repealed by the legislative or struck down in the courts, and we remain committed to supporting the national and state organizations working to achieve that. We are dedicated to standing up for the rights and safety of LGBT plus members.
How many more letters are they going to put
family
on there, really?
And blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But okay. That's great. You know, really, that's fine. You can support that. We're not talking about LGBT or not even straight. We're not talking about sex in general. We're talking about children. We're talking about like 6-year-olds. This is like, this is totally different. A kindergarten. It's like sixth grade.
Like I kind of remember being six and my mind just didn't even want to go there. It was confused about everything. So
yeah, you're a kid. Why are we?
Yeah.
It's like,
all I could think about when I was six was like, which He-Man character I might try to buy at, you know, at the toy store, Toys R Us. Mm-hmm. next time I was there. It had nothing to do with gender. I wasn't looking at Beast Man and He-Man and being like, that looks like a tranny. Although I could have been if I knew enough.
I mean, this is for their parents. You know, this is really parents. Like someone, someone there was like a, well, actually we're going to get into this 13-year-old school concealed info from parents here in a second. But first, let's show, this is DeSantis, Governor DeSantis of Florida's, his response to Disney with this statement that Disney said. This is what he said.
Disney to come out and put a statement and say that the bill should have never passed and that they are going to actively work to repeal it. I think one was fundamentally dishonest, but two, I think that crossed the line. This state is governed by the interests of the people of the state of Florida. It is not based on the demands of California corporate executives. They do not run this state. They do not control this state. For Disney to come out and put a statement and say that the bill should have never passed and that they are going to actively work to repeal it, I think one was fundamentally dishonest, but two, I think that crossed the line. This state is governed by the interests of the people of the state of Florida. It is not based on the demands of California corporate executives. They do not run this state. They do not control this state.
I love that guy. I mean, really, like, he's so clear when he comes out and talks about this stuff. And I feel like he clears other people up when he talks about these things. Like, what are they doing getting involved in these politics? You have a business there. You're actually like blessed to be running your business in that state. You know, you don't get to comment on how we govern our children.
Exactly.
You know, actually, you should be the ones protecting that more than anyone with your business. So what are doing?
Gosh. Yeah, Wanda P, she made a comment on Rise TV. She said, I worked for Disney for 5 years and my mother just celebrated her 20th year with Disney. Disney is very pro-gay. About 60% of their staff is gay. So, I mean, that does kind of explain why they're kind of up in arms about this, but yet not up in arms when it comes to protecting children and human trafficking, which, again, we're going to get into all of that. But
like
60%
of your staff being gay? Think about how many that's like way more than half. So are you trying to hire gay people? I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I'm just asking, like, that doesn't, because if you look at statistics in other companies, it's like maybe 1 or 2 out of 10 people, you know, maybe.
True. That's true. Maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to go out of your way to be like, yeah, hire all of these people, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I mean, according to Wanda P is saying.
Just. But. To be clear, we don't know if it's really 60%. This is what this fan is saying. We don't have data to back that up. We're just, you know.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. So I was just. But okay, so here's an example of why parents want the bill. So a 13-year-old school concealed info from parents convinced child she needed to be protected from her parents. Like, this is insane. We're going to play this, and this is just. Totally crazy. I mean, it's like, what kind of world are we really living in now? And it will play in a minute. I think the main thing is that when it's so a question came up, like, okay, what as a teacher, if you have like a third grader and they're asking what does gay mean? Or what does it mean if someone is gay? And it's like, oh, what are they supposed to do? Like, you know, they need to answer it. And it's like, well, no, the correct response is like, that's not very appropriate for me to answer. You should ask your parents. Like, that's what
actually true.
Yeah. That's what should happen. That's like any kind of sexual question, because then it kind of is this weird thing where it's like, wait a minute, you know, it's like looking back, when I was in fifth grade, I remember we had to go to sex ed, you know, and this like woman was like, you know, showing us this, we had these books and it was like kind of weird. And we were like asking these questions, but then like now when I'm older, looking back on it, I'm like, man, it was kind of weird having this like women like coming
in. Yeah, like, and like, you know, you never get those diagrams out of your head.
Yeah. And then it turned out that one of the teachers that I had in school got arrested for child pedophilia. So yeah, and it was that school where I was doing the sex ed thing. It's just kind of weird, you know, it's all weird.
Gosh, that's nuts. All right, that was
years later, though. Like, that was like way years later.
During the meeting, they asked her questions that could have significantly impacted her safety and her physical and emotional well-being, such as which restroom she preferred to use and which sex she preferred to room with on overnight field trips. The plan also directed school staff to use my daughter's birth name when speaking to us, her parents, and to use a different name in school with teachers, staff, and students. This plan directed school staff to conceal from us that this meeting and plan had ever taken place. When parents are excluded from critical decisions affecting their child's health and well-being at school, it sends the message to children that their parents' input and authority are no longer important. This created a huge wedge between our daughter and us because it sent the message that she needed to be protected from us, not by us. Social transition is a medical and mental health intervention that can lead to significant decisions that will impact the child's mental and physical well-being. Often, social transition is the first step toward medical transition, and schools are grossly unqualified to be taking these steps without parental involvement.
So crazy. So crazy. It's like, oh my God. Like, I mean, people in the chat are really upset about this too. They're just like kind of really going on about it. It's again, it's like,
well, this, and you know, like when I'm not saying at all that in the late 90s, things were great, because they weren't. But at that time, everything revolved around people coming to their own conclusions on things, not you shoving something down their throat.
That's the key.
And I imagine that was even more so as, you know, you go further into the past. I mean, but we're looking at a much more open time, the late 90s, and yet you weren't allowed to push anything on anyone.
I mean, like, you know, if being gay was still taboo, and even in the early mid 90s, I mean, it was more accepted in society, but like, you know, if you were like a kid or something at school, I mean, you know, it's like people are figuring out their sexuality in school. I mean, it's like we were kind of talking about, Rob, before we started going live. It's like, you know, someone asked me, like, what did you do when you were like 8 or 9 years old? I don't know. I played with my Star Wars toys. You know? It's like, who cares about girls? You know, it's like I would pull girls' hair and like play with like my Star Wars toys and, you know, make fun of them for their Barbie dolls.
You're an animal. You're going to get doxxed now.
I wouldn't actually pull girls' hairs, but you know, it was just like, you just kind of make fun of them, you know. It's just like, that's what guys, like kids, do. And it's not, and you're just kind of hanging out with other guys and kids, you know, and it's like, that's just it. And then whatever, you know. So
that was a really serious video right there that we just watched.
It was.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to really quickly take a trailer break for you guys. We're going to be showing you Tartaria, which is what we just published again on Rumble. And if you guys haven't, please subscribe to our Rumble channel. We're looking to grow that channel to be able to reach you all with very important current information. And then our awesome series that we do all the time that you guys need to know about. So please go ahead over there and to Rise TV if you can and support us. If not, keep watching us on Rumble.
A vast secret history, a lost ancient civilization, an empire they tried to erase. Tartaria's hidden past is just as fictional as Atlantis, or is it? Humanoid giants, magical creatures that shouldn't exist, dogmen, centaurs, magicians, and evil spirits. Why did the Soviet communists remove all traces of Tartaria from their books? Why was it so important to wipe Tartaria off the face of the earth? Take a glimpse into the truth of the past. You were never supposed to know.
So, did Genghis Khan's ancestors and the Tartarians really discover America? Was Tartaria a global civilization?
Forgotten maps. The journals of Marco Polo. Ancient structures. Evidence of advanced technology. Edge of Wonder brings you Tartaria.
That is an awesome trailer.
I don't really get tired of watching that one. It's like all of the things that make up what's fun about Edge of Wonder are contained in that series, you know?
That's pretty true. Yeah, that's why it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I was having...
to go outside and see a dog man, you know?
So true. So, you know, recently I was kind of having some conversations with people who are gay. And, you know, they're like... A lot of them that I talk to are just like, why do I need to blast around my sexuality? Like, you know,
that's how I would feel too.
Yeah. It's like, why, you know, and a lot of them were just that I've talked to recently. They're just like, it's like, dude, I just want to be me. I don't need to go around and like have a banner over my head saying like, look, I'm gay. I deserve like X, Y, Z, you know, it's just like, I just want to live my life. And, you know, and it's like I've heard the same.
And probably you want privacy, you know.
Yeah, like. It's actually more so. It's like these.
Actually, I almost guarantee, like in New York City, there's so many of the people that attend even, you know, the gay parade there, where if you talk to them, they're like not gay. They're just going to support the whole thing because they have gay friends or whatever. But it's like, you know, it's. And then lots of, like, I've talked to a bunch there that are just like, I'm not going to that. Like, no, I just, you know what I mean? It's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, and I have a friend recently I was talking to, and she's friends with like a transgender person. And she was saying like that person doesn't talk about their sexuality. You know, it's not like I'm transgender and I'm going to put a big banner on my head as well. And I deserve, you know, it's like, they just want to live their lives. And it's like, this is what they choose and they don't want to make a big deal about it. And it's like, they're kind of being forced in the spotlight, the ones that just want to live their lives. So
it actually reminds me of that interview with Denzel Washington when someone was asking him about race. And he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop talking about it. That's what I'm going to do. That's how I'm going to battle the race issue.
You stop.
It was like, I was like, yeah, man, you know,
that's a really good point. So, you know, and like Disney, they actually do a lot to support the LGBT community. Actually.
Yeah. Okay. So now you guys, this is what's really interesting is they're getting all up in arms and you have these few people in there. They're getting really crazy about them not supporting LGBTQ initiatives when in fact, they're probably the most progressive already in what they do. And that's what Ben is actually going to talk about right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll just, Rob, you and I can kind of, I mean, we don't have to go through all of these, but there's a lot of stuff actually. I mean, they sell, you know, all kinds of rainbow merchandise, like the, you know, rainbow Mickey ears and things like that. They've earned a perfect score in 14 years on a row on the 2020 Corporate Equality Index. I've never even heard of that, so I'm not even really sure what that means. But
I'd be a part of that ESG stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff there. It measures corporate policies and practices related to LGBTQ workplace equality and is administered by the Human Rights Campaign Foundation. Anything that says Human Rights Campaign Foundation or human rights in it, it's like, okay, that's cool. But yeah.
You know what's like
about children? What were you gonna say?
It just, I don't know if I want to get into it here. It just really bothers me that that's the name of that foundation when, you know, actual human rights initially was meant to combat like people actually getting like tortured or persecuted for being political dissidents and stuff like that. And it's like, it almost like, look, I'm not saying people don't have rights and stuff, right? But when we're talking about levels here, it's like infinitely worse to be persecuted for to death, you know? And it's like, it's just a strange, the foundation is completely built around that. And it doesn't have gay rights in there at all. It's just human rights foundation, you know? It's strange. Exactly. It's like, it's how everything is done now is it's made so vague and so broad, but then what the issues really are contained, you know, this is how the cabal words things, how they do things.
Right. Right. And the big thing that's coming out right now is that they're putting the same sex kiss,
right,
in the Buzz Lightyear movie. They took it out, and because of this bill, they're like, we're gonna put this back in. And you know, it's like, again, I mean, it's like, that's not really a big deal, but the problem is that this is being marketed to kids, and you know, there's just parents out there that just are trying to, like, just like you said earlier, Rob, just trying to keep their kid innocent, not trying to do all of this. And it's kind of forcing kids to like be a certain way. And actually, we don't really even need to get any of all of this, because I want to just jump right into what happened most recently, because there was some Disney employees were arrested in a Florida human trafficking sting. And this was a 6-day undercover operation, and it was called Operation March Sadness 2. And it began in March 8th. It lasted, I guess, for 6 days, and it resulted in 108 arrests in 6 days, with four suspects are Disney employees. So this Xavier Jackson, he worked as a lifeguard at one of the resorts for Walt Disney. And I guess there was a few others as well, but they didn't mention other names. There's a lot of rumors going around right now. But the point I want to really bring up with this was a 6-day operation, 6 days, and 108 people were arrested. Like, what if they made this 6 months operation? Like, would they have to like shut down?
Yeah.
Disney? I don't know. Anyway, it's just like, it's just one of those things that,
it's almost as if they did the investigation and it got so out of hand that after what was it, 7 days or whatever, they were like, let's close this down now because this is getting way too crazy.
Because they probably started getting up on the food chain and realizing like, whoa, there might be bigger people than we thought involved with this. So I mean,
look at what's not published about Disney. What's not published about Disney is how many kids go missing at Disney World every year or Disneyland every year.
There's
a
lot.
This is like, these are serious statistics. You know, what are you guys doing to combat that? You know?
Yeah. And there's a lot of really horrible stuff too that we've done in the past. We've uncovered so much. And look, again, I'm not trying to criticize Disney here, because a lot could be happening behind the scenes, you know, like, for example, you have a manager that's there and just like managing things. They may have no idea what is going on really behind the scenes with some of the stuff, you know? So it's like, you can't look at everybody there as like corrupt or, you know, whatever, but definitely, you know, we've really looked into this. We've really done a lot of research. And the problem is that, so it's like, as soon as something like this comes out, right, you have this human trafficking sting that broke out. And then all of a sudden it's like, we need to change that. We need to get the attention off of this. Now let's like get everybody up in arms about the LGBT issue, when reality, we should be up in arms about how many kids are being missing in Disney and the human trafficking world of this. And no one's talking about that.
As we're going through this show, I'm going to be sprinkling in kind of facts that Lindsay has compiled for us that we haven't completely covered. So did you guys know that Ursula, the sea witch in Little Mermaid, was based on a drag queen named Divine? So I don't know if that's like, so they made the evil you know, the evil nemesis in Little Mermaid based off of a tranny drag queen named Divine. So what are they saying about trannies? Like, that's also confusing, right?
Yeah. Peekly? I'm not that familiar with Lilo and Stitch, but I guess Peekly is a crossdresser.
Lindsay, I believe you'll be able to tell us the pronunciation.
Peekly.
Thank you.
Peekly.
Which is a boy alien character, but the whole movie chooses to dress like a woman.
And we're going to talk a lot more about Lilo and Stitch.
Well, wait. Did you finish? So Pleakley is a crossdresser in both Lilo and Stitch the movie and in the series.
So can you pull up that image on Twitter, Lindsay? We have like an image here for this Pleakley person.
So these are just examples of how Disney has supported LGBTQ in the past, because there are so many examples of them having characters.
But wait, I'm a little confused, for instance. Though. But is this a guy?
It's a male alien.
Okay.
Who wears women's clothes.
So it's a male alien? A male alien?
I would have thought it was a girl. So, okay. That's why that's really weird. This is in Lilo and Stitch? I don't even remember this. It's been a while since I've seen
it. Dude, another Mandela effect. Just kidding.
I don't know. Toy Story 4, that's right. There's like lesbian parents picking up their kids from school. There's like two women that pick up their kids. That's right. And
you guys, we're going to get into some more of these facts as we keep going. But did you know that Ben and I did an entire presentation? Well, in part. Well, we did an entire presentation in Australia when we were there. And part of the presentation was all about stuff we found about Disney. We did that in a more closed environment because it was easier because we were in front of a lot of people. But we actually have, we can show you some clips here from this presentation. This is on Rise TV. We're going to pull that up for you in just a moment.
Do you guys want to talk about it yourselves, or do you want me to hit play?
Actually, why don't you show this? Yeah, why don't you show this part of it?
Don't be crazy.
Do you guys really know where Bambi came from? Did we get into this in the slide? I can't remember. No, we didn't. Okay, so Bambi was written by this pornographic photographer. Can you believe that? And Disney, it's this book, and Walt Disney used that. And the main reason why they chose Bambi is because they wanted to have, now I can't remember, it's been a long time. Is the mother that died? Yeah. The mother died. And why a lot of themes in Disney is that someone dies is because they want to create the trauma in the child early on. That is the sole reason.
My mom made me watch that movie. She was like, so it's good for you.
Think about how many kids cry at Bambi and they're like traumatized, right? This is on purpose.
Yeah,
people raising their hand, you know? Even like I remember watching it when I was a kid too, and I'm like, man, that's so sad.
Yeah, I had literally nightmares of my mom dying after that movie for months.
Yeah. This is exactly why they were doing it. And then, so they have these kids watch these movies, and then they quickly put them on a ride to even traumatize them. So this is what they're doing behind the scenes with like some of these occult kids that they have, right? That they're.
Yeah, you can go ahead and stop this. That's pretty serious.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Well, and also to be fair, you know, we were basing this off of a ton of research that we did. So what Ben was saying wasn't necessarily conjecture. But to be fair, watch the whole presentation if you want to kind of like hear more about, you know, that stuff.
And I really want to, Rob Van made a really important comment on here. You know, he's basically saying that he says we're not saying that being gay is wrong or means pedo. Yeah, I mean, that's a very, very important point.
Who like, said we're that? Not, he didn't say that.
No. It's like we're not saying that, right? We're not trying to say like being gay is bad, right? So it's like, yeah, because we're kind of calling this out, but it's not that we're against gay people by all means. I have so many gay friends. It has nothing to do with that. It's about kids. It's about it's like you're marketing a video, knowing that kids are going to be watching this video, and you're like, I'm purposely adding these things in there for these kids. If this was, you know, that's why we're not talking about like movies for adults. It's like they can put whatever they want. It's movies for adults. We're talking specifically about movies for kids. Like Disney is supposed to be this wholesome thing.
Okay. So thank you for bringing this up, Lindsay. So basically, in addition to, you know, what some of the things that we just played for you, also the other issues with Disney are the subliminal messages more than anything. And you can see a little, you know, it's disturbing. I'm sorry if there are kids here that are watching, but it's very important that you parents know what's actually going on in some of these pictures. Now, some of them Disney has addressed by taking those down or fixing them. And so you could say, well, these are just some sick people that were working for them, you know, but look, that right there says, ask about Illuminati. Very strange. Why would you have that in there? Mm-hmm. You know, you've got the pyramid here on the bottom left, actual porn there, which is, you know, like in the window.
In the rest.
And then just like some very strange things here going on with Peter Pan that I don't really want to try to describe.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
yeah, you know. So anyway, you can remove needed. That. Thank you, Lindsay.
Yeah.
So well, the subliminal messages in the cartoons, though, like that, you know, it's not just that, oh, that's ridiculous. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't do anything. Right. There's been studies for years about how subliminal messaging can affect people. And this is how the marketing industry has actually developed. So you can't really say that that stuff is not real. It doesn't work. Or we're being, you know, like it's like that's a serious thing when you have these things out there in content that we're consuming, and we have no say in what we're consuming and what it's doing to our minds, especially for children. Children are the most amiable, the most changeable out there. And so that's very serious that these would be in there.
And we're gonna go and show some right now. And it's so weird that we have to put a disclaimer on this because it's all Disney movies. We're not adding anything from these, like it's all Disney stuff, but we still have to put this disclaimer because it's like, you know, it's like, I don't know. I mean, it's still Disney, but you know, for your children, just be careful, I guess. But anyway, we already showed the Rescuers. Lindsay, let's start showing some of these. Like, we can get into The Lion King. And there's like two. I mean, this is one kind of everyone knows about The Lion King one.
I think there's people that are going to be watching this that don't know this one.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and show it.
Let's show it. So, and we got the movie poster thing too. Actually, I think Lindsay's pulling up that right now. Oh, yeah, there she's got it.
Okay, look real carefully here, you guys. Okay, just there. Right. Boom. It says sex.
It says sex.
Really clearly.
Yeah. They came back and said that it stands for SFX, which is their special effects department. So
that looks like an E to me.
I kind of agree with you there.
Well, and you know,
can choose which one you want.
You could explain that one away potentially, but how about all of the others? You
know? That's one of many. And then their poster is like insane. I can't get over this poster. But the funny thing is, I never really noticed it until someone drew it out, and then I was like, oh wow, that's that like it really stands out.
It's ridiculous. Next.
Next, we got there's a bunch of them in Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid. I mean, seriously, though, y'all have seen this. We all like everybody had this on the back. I mean, that's again in high school, everyone was like, did you see that on the back of the Little Mermaid VHS cassette? Right. And so people would look at that and, you know, that's super creepy. Again, not going to describe what that is.
Yeah, and then the wedding scene in Little Mermaid as well. And so they're getting married and they say it's his knee, which is removed in the
Wait, what?
Look, play it one more time. So look at the priest guy who's going to marry them, right?
What the heck?
Yeah. It's supposed to be his knee, according to Disney, but they still removed it.
I've seen higher resolution versions that did look a bit like a knee. I could see that argument.
But why would they put his knee bending?
Like you don't, but did they really need to animate that?
They don't need to animate that. No, no, no. That was, yeah. There's a, oh yeah, okay, yeah. So there's that. And then, let's see. Well, then the Tangled movie poster as well. So.
Oh yeah.
This one is like, well, it is pretty clear.
But all of them are. All of them are like this. Like, that's what subliminal messaging is. So, you know, it could have been, just by chance. I mean, sure. But it's up to you after seeing all of these to determine for yourselves whether or not it is by chance or not.
Man, some of these comments are hilarious. All right, and then Aladdin. There's a few of them in Aladdin too, and most of these are spoken. So this is where he can. Let's see. Okay, yeah, play it from here. No, just play it from there, Lindsay. Right. How's our little bow doing? So this one is really hard to hear. And I actually remember when
I did hear something.
News. Yeah.
Come what?
What everyone says he thinks he's saying is good teenagers take off your clothes.
What?
Yeah. And then it's like people are saying he's saying no, good kitty, take off and go.
Take off. That's really, really low.
Not very well. Play one more time.
Come on, good teenagers, take off.
That's weird. That's weird, though.
I remember this was on the news when this came out, and they might have changed this, honestly. You know, Disney might have changed this. I would like to hear the VHS audio of it. That's really what we need to find, because I clearly remember hearing good teenagers. So I think that the original one does say good teenagers take off their clothes. So, and and then this Aladdin, I have to admit, I think this one is kind of funny, and they're not hiding this one, but you know, it's like, it's still for kids. So it's kind of like, this is an Aladdin King of Thieves,
Let me be the point man. I thought the earth wasn't supposed to move until the honeymoon.
That's a bad joke.
I mean, when you're putting all these in these kind of contexts, it's like, man, this feels really weird because we're like talking about Disney movies here.
Well, and the guy just shoved it. A spiny fist up the elephant's behind. I mean,
I didn't even think about
that. Are we going to address that? Like, what the heck? God.
There's like, oh, dude, wait, Lindsay, did you take out the Oh, we got to show I think I forgot to put it in the Haunted Mansion one from 1929. I'll go find that.
I remember something about that.
That one is insane. There's two things going on in that one. But but Rob, so there's this new movie called Turning Red that came out on Disney Plus, and actually Lindsay was describing it to us because she saw it. I thought it was about someone being angry, and it turns out that's not what it is. So
Ben, your video is in the doc.
It is. Oh yeah, it is. Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought it got removed. Okay, great. We can show that one. So anyway, this Turning Red has so much stuff in it. Lindsay, why is
it called Turning Red?
Yeah, Lindsay, you explain it? Because you actually saw it, and you can explain it a little bit to us.
So Turning Red is a movie about a little girl who turns into a red panda when she gets extra emotional, angry, or turned on in the case of this movie. And the red aspect is a metaphor for menstruation. So that's kind of a theme throughout the whole movie. The problem is there are some questionable lines in this movie that toddlers are watching because it's a Pixar movie. So for one line, the mother said to her daughter, "You are now a beautiful, strong flower who must protect your delicate petals and clean them regularly," which is incredibly inappropriate, in my opinion, for little kids watching this movie.
That's like not really indirect there. That feels dirty as heck.
Completely. I mean, it's like, it just seems like there's this massive agenda behind this. Again, it's like, you know, these are being made for kids. Kids don't even know what a period is yet, really. You know, it's not until you're like really early teens, but it's just kind of weird. I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
It's very weird. It's not kind of weird. That makes me feel really uncomfortable, actually. I mean, we're talking about this being for children, right?
Yeah.
What's the age group that's supposed to, it's on Disney Plus. Any parents could turn this on for their kids anytime, and they're like, you know.
What are you watching? Yeah. I feel like this is like one of those education videos that you would watch in your sex ed class in like seventh grade, you know? It's like about your menstruation, but they separate the guys and girls.
Pauses it in between scenes and describes what's going on because it was said more poetically than it was meant to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, kids.
Oh, that's hilarious.
What they're saying here is that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And let me show you a diagram that's going to get burned into your mind.
Burned. Yeah, seriously. Crazy. All right. Well, and then... okay, we can move on from that one. We have so many more. And then we got the Who Framed Roger Rabbit one. Disney changed that one after the Laserdisc came out. You know, I think a lot of this stuff wasn't really noticed until things got on video, VHS, and then people were like pausing things. And then Laserdisc was a little bit more clear. But, you know, this scene... And Who Framed Roger Rabbit? That's, you can't really see anything. It happens so fast, and we're not gonna pause it. You can play it, Lindsay, but we won't pause it. We can find it their own because it happens so incredibly quick. So it's like supposedly you can see under her dress when she spins. So, and then they did edit that out. So, and now in DVD and Blu-ray, her hand is like in front of her when she's spinning. So, you know, but anyway.
Yeah, but that's still very revealing regardless.
Oh, I mean, it is.
Yeah, that was like, it I remember watching cool. Roger Rabbit when I was a kid and being like, this is a rated R cartoon. That's how I felt about it. I felt like I was doing something wrong by watching it because Jessica Rabbit was so hot.
You know, it's funny. I watched that movie in the theaters when it first came out with my family. And it, you know,
same here,
and
then actually.
Then I got older and I was like, because that was one of my favorite movies, actually. And I would always watch it. And I like every few years when I watched it, it was like I was a little older and I was like, oh my gosh, I get this joke now. I'm a little older and I get that. You know, I didn't get it when I was younger. You know, and then as I got even older, I'm like, man, there's a lot of sexual
innuendos.
Yes, thank you, man. I just
gotcha.
Yeah, but yeah, in that movie, and you don't really catch on to it, and if you're a kid, you know, and that's the point. So, Lindsay, just play that video. It's already at the timestamp. Just play it. So we're gonna do the Haunted House. This is the 1929. This is one of the first feature, I guess you can say, feature films that came out. And I mean, already you can kind of see that. Just play it. You can see on the right.
Oh yeah, on the left, you mean?
Yeah, on the left. I'm watching it on this screen.
What was that thing supposed to be?
That's the question. I don't even know.
An outhouse? That looks like a wanker.
I don't know. It's so weird. And then, I mean, there's a lot of aspects to this where like, if you watch early Disney movies, someone's always getting their like butt kicked, pulled things from their butt, showing their kids, showing their butts, you know, it's like so common. And that's something that Fritz Fringemeyer talks about. Like, you know, it's just, it's kind of harmless when you're just kind of watching it. But then when you start putting it in all these contexts of everything, it's just like, dude, what is really going on?
Creepy.
This is like a really disturbing cartoon when you kind of watch it, really.
I watched that through. It was pretty disturbing, actually. Like, creepy. The black and white doesn't help.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. So, it's supposed to be a silo. That's what someone says. Cartoon maker says it's a silo. I'm not really even sure. But anyway. Okay, you want to move on to the next one?
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Artie, the character in live-action Cruella movie, is queer, according to the actor who played him. So this is just showing you how much activism stuff that Disney does, right? We were kind of covering that before. Okay, so in 2021, Jungle Cruise, the movie has a gay character, McGregor Houghton. And, okay, this one is debatable. Actually, you know what? I'll go on to Zootopia. Zootopia shows gay married animals and what is that, an oryx? And a kudu?
I don't know what that is.
Walk by. Their characters share the last name, and the co-director confirmed they were gay. So they're definitely doing a lot of stuff. We'll come back to a few more of those in a bit. Which part are we at here?
We're at Cars.
Oh, yeah. So Cars. Okay. So in Cars in 2000, that was, you know, 22 years ago. There's a sign on top down truck stop says convertible waitresses. What does that mean?
Like all they're topless.
All convertible waitresses.
It's like right, they're
topless,
they're
waitresses.
Topless. Convertible,
because convertibles are topless. Like.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually kind of clever, but it's like.
Yeah, but it's like sick.
It's movie. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
that's not a diner. That's a gentleman's club.
But it, you know, that's something that would completely go over kids' heads. I mean, it's like, okay. I mean, you're having adults make kids things, but they're also kind of trying to cater to, you know, it's like, you know, the father, it's like, oh, I have to take my kid to see this movie. And then it's like, father sees that and they kind of laugh. I'm like, okay, you know. But it's still kind of crazy with everything going on. All right, but so we're gonna play another trailer, and then we'll get a little bit more into some of these other ones. And I would definitely say that the Lilo and Stitch one is the strangest one out of all of them. So we'll get back to that.
Looking forward to it, kinda.
And we're waiting for Lynn.
That's awkward.
It's like, we're going to go into the trailer right now.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? How does the body know how to ride a bicycle or do the Macarena without thinking about it? What is the soul? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, does it still make a sound? And is there such a thing as mind over matter? People have been pondering deep questions for millennia, but it all goes back to one. What is consciousness, the body, mind, matter, or the soul? They say, I think, therefore I am. But what's the true power of our minds? How do our brains, minds, and spirits bring us things like works of art, inventions, music, and enlightenment? This may be the very deepest topic that exists in the cosmos. So let's dive deep into it. From the pineal gland to the brain, to the highest heights of heaven, to supernormal abilities. How does it all come together? You may have thought about it before, but you've never heard about the truth like this. Join Edge of Wonder for The Power of the Mind, Part 1. Fantastic Superpowers and the Brain. Only on edgeofwonder.tv.
And we're back.
edgeofwonder.tv, also known as Rise TV. Rise.tv. That's where you can find all of that. And if you type in edgeofwonder.tv, it may just redirect you there.
Yeah. Man, there's so many of these. We don't have to go through every single one of these. Let's do the let's get back
Lilo
to
Stitch
the
Lilo one. I well, mean, let's, you yeah.
Let's do it now. Yeah, might as well. Okay, let's do the Lilo and Stitch, Lindsay. So this one is the oddest and strangest thing because it was changed for Disney Plus. So if you have the DVD, if you have probably even the Blu-ray, it hasn't been changed. But for some reason, they changed this on Disney Plus, and this is the weirdest one ever. So Lindsay, why don't you show this now? This was changed. So the original one, if you have the DVD, she's on, it's like you have your washing machine and you have your dryer and she's on top of the dryer. And the one on Disney Plus, she's on top of an oven with a pizza on the front of it. And when she, and then actually Lindsay, there's actually a video in on one of the links below. I have an article there. Yeah, you can click on that. And what's weird is that Lilo comes out of the oven. She normally comes out of the dryer, and she's opening the dryer and she's like telling her to get out, you know. And now it's she's coming out of an oven with a pizza box with a pizza on the front of it. So
are they trolling, you know, like I don't why know. Do that? Unless they're trolling know. People.
Yeah, just play it.
Right here. Can... This is the part it used to be.
They're playing like the whole thing. So that's
now
the
see,
original
that's
one.
The dryer.
But why would there be an oven in there in the first
exactly,
place?
Exactly. Why?
And it's a pizza, heck? And she gets out of it. Like, what is going on? That's so weird.
Isn't that weird? That's what I'm saying. This is the weirdest one out of all of them because it's a deliberate change
also,
that was made for Disney+.
Think
Plus.
About how much work that is to change that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work to go in there and change all of that.
It is. And why the heck would she be on top of an oven for one thing? And second of all, like, why would an oven be next to a washing machine? I mean, there's like, where's the dryer?
Yeah,
it just disappeared.
Right. Next to a washing machine. Yes. What the heck?
It's so weird. It's so weird. I'm just dumbfounded by that one. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know who changed that. I don't know why they changed it. I don't know why, you know, it's like now that everyone's talking about it, like, you know, no, Disney didn't address the change. Like, it would be great to have a comment from Disney. Like, why did you throw an oven, convert this from an oven on Disney Plus? It doesn't make any sense. So I'm not trying to draw any conclusions with that. It's just brings a lot of questions and we don't have answers for them. Anyway. Strange stuff.
Oh, hey. So I just saw this this comment here just for a moment. I'll butt in. And it's from Kathy Laidhoff. And she says, I'm wearing my new Kick 'em in the Cabals shirt today, too. I love it. That's this shirt right here. Well, if you guys want that shirt, we actually have our own merch store. You can go check it out. We create these shirts. We have a lot of fun doing it. And if you want one, Lindsay will pull up the link and kind of show you guys in a second. It's on the Teespring shop where you can find stuff like Conspiracy Junkie or this Kick 'em in the Cabal shirt, like I said.
Yep.
That's actually a really fun shirt to make.
Yeah, good stuff. We have a lot of other shirts on there too, so you guys can look through them. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, so good stuff. And you know, it's yeah, everyone's kind of commenting on what we're calling like pizza fence for the you know, for the censorship there. You know, and again, I'm not trying to draw any conclusions that that's what it is. It's just really strange that they change this, has pizza, she comes out, and then it's like, you know, we all know that pizza is a term used. So anyway,
also she was hiding in an oven.
Yeah.
Like she's, you know, like
that's it was so a dryer. Many
strange things about that. Yeah.
It's yeah, like, that's an oven. And it's like, dude, with a pizza? And it's like, why would you have a pizza on the front of the oven? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. It's not the pizza's inside the oven. It's like they just have it's like it was like specifically changed to like I feel like it was send a message. I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah. Let's go to Brave Little Toaster. Some of these we can kind of like we're doing a lot, but Rob, I want to. I'm not even going to comment on this. I just want you to watch this. I forget which year this was. I think this is the first Brave Little. This is from 1987. This is the first Brave Little Toaster. I think there's like three of them since then.
Okay, here we go.
Wow!
What's happening?
Wittgenstein is searching through all my files, searching through regions heretofore only dreamed of by man.
Ooh,
that feels sort of good.
What does?
My memory banks are being stroked, and by an expert.
What?
I feel something happening inside of me, and I can't keep it to myself any longer.
Oh, the master will be so happy.
It's quite good, you know.
What? That was so inappropriate. Like, how did they not get called out for this crap?
I have no idea. I mean, you think like you're watching it with your parents, you know, as a kid. I mean, I did watch this with my parents as a kid. I mean, I don't remember that part because I said, you know, it just goes over my head. You know, I don't think about it that way. But it's
I never saw that, but that was sick.
Super sick. Disturbing. Sick. Yeah. That's why I don't even know. It's so bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they can get quite away with that now. Like in the 80s, things were a little bit more like, sure, whatever kind of thing, you know? But still, that's pretty weird. So,
okay, well, we could go into all kinds of things like how some of Disney's movies are blatantly occult, like Bed Knobs and Broomsticks, The Black Cauldron, actually called that in 1985, Bride of Boogity, Child of Glass, Hocus Pocus, which was just come on, really. But you know, we actually have to go over to Rise TV now and conduct a Q&A with y'all. So if you guys want to come hang out with us and chat a little bit and have a Q&A where we answer your questions in real time and we can kind of tell you all of the stuff we didn't tell you in this episode, well, then why don't you come over to Rise TV and hang out with us in our chat room in this live, and we'll address them all there. So yeah. Thank you guys. Yeah, go ahead, Ben.
Before we do that, we're also going to get along with questions, we're going to get into some more of the videos. We'll show a couple more on Rise TV that are maybe like a little bit intense. But anyway, you know, Disney has done good things, and that's what, you know, we're not trying to criticize this whole thing. We're not trying to like point fingers at Disney. You know, they've done a lot of charitable things, children hospitals they've been involved with.
And also I think, you know, it's very easy to make blanket statements, you know, we could, but also at the same time, there's a lot of individual people acting on their own at Disney, and we don't know who they're working for or with or where their minds are at. So you do have to take that into consideration no matter what. And we're not defending them at all, but also at the same time, you know, you kind of do have to think about that as well.
I agree. All right. So I guess with that, we're going to go over to Arise TV.
See you. Finner.
What is human trafficking? How are people trafficked? Why don't we hear about it when it happens? Are the same organizations meant to protect us actually the ones orchestrating the billion-dollar human traffic industry? Join us for the newest three-part original series, Trafficked, as we shine the light into every dark corner of this reality. Trafficked Part 1, Money, Power, Rule.